CCP capitalizes on Greenland controversy to undermine U.S. legitimacy and elevate China. Commentary. The resurgence of the U.S. Greenland controversy has become a centerpiece of Chinese state-sponsored and pro-Chinese Communist Party social media messaging. Following President Donald Trump's renewed interest in acquiring the territory and subsequent threats of tariffs against European allies, pro-China accounts on X, TikTok, and Instagram have pivoted to frame the United States as a hegemonic bully while positioning the Chinese regime as a defender of international law and strategic autonomy. Pro-China social media narratives portray the United States as seeking to dominate Greenland, framing Washington's interest as a display of power rather than a legitimate security or diplomatic concern. The issue is cast as another example of American imperial behavior, with U.S. actions described as relying on tariffs, threats, and military force. The propaganda also suggests that any potential deal would ignore local consent. Ironically, for all of the CCP's rhetoric about sovereignty, none of the videos mentions that Greenland is not independent or that its population has expressed a desire to break free from Danish rule. By contrast, China is presented as a cooperative and development-oriented actor, emphasizing science, infrastructure, research partnerships, and long-term investment. Pro-China social media accounts push narratives that contrast the United States with the Chinese regime. They frequently cite the United Nations Charter and the principle of sovereignty, portraying Washington as a destabilizing force that ignores international norms while Beijing claims adherence to a multilateral world order. The regime's approach is framed as rules-based and respectful, with repeated references to responsible Arctic governance, allowing Beijing to cast itself as a defender of national independence. Across platforms, messaging highlights China's Polar Silk Road as offering win-win outcomes. It suggests that while the United States seeks control of Greenland for military security, China wants a partnership focused on sustainable development and mineral extraction. A major push is directed at European audiences, with state-run outlets such as Global Times and China Daily urging Europe to reduce its security dependence on what they describe as an unpredictable United States. U.S. involvement is depicted as undermining European autonomy and forcing allies into uncomfortable alignments, while China is portrayed as encouraging European independence from Washington and supporting a multipolar order. On X, Chinese diplomatic accounts issue formal rebukes, which are then amplified by bot networks to create the impression of a broad international consensus. Pro-China accounts actively repost criticism of the United States from European leaders, highlighting perceived fractures within NATO and portraying Washington as increasingly isolated. On TikTok, short-form videos juxtapose clips of U.S. military hardware or presidential speeches with footage of Chinese infrastructure projects and Arctic research vessels. Pro-CCP influencers frequently use reaction-style videos and humor to mock U.S. claims that China poses a threat in the Arctic, dismissing American security concerns as exaggerated or paranoid. Instagram features high-production graphics contrasting U.S. imperialism with China's peaceful rise, content designed to appeal to younger and Global South audiences skeptical of Western foreign policy. Some accounts frame U.S. interest in Greenland solely as climate-driven resource grabbing, while positioning China as a clean energy leader capable of helping Greenland responsibly develop its rare earth resources. The CCP has also produced entertainment-style propaganda to reinforce these themes. One rap video mocks America's China shock fears by portraying the United States as an overhyped patriot figure endlessly discussed by television pundits. In the video, the United States is symbolized by an eagle in a business suit that complains about its treatment by the media, before the focus shifts to China's technological rise. China is depicted as an industrious panda coding computers, building robots, and watching a rocket launch. The video claims that when the United States succeeds, it is called progress, but when China succeeds, it is labeled overcapacity. Another video mocks U.S. tariffs by depicting obese Americans toiling in a factory, implying that tariffs were intended to save American jobs that Americans themselves are unwilling or too overweight to perform. When Elon Musk took over X, he uncovered tens of thousands of CCP-linked accounts. While many have been purged, countless others have survived and continue posting around the clock. The account at Thinking_Panda circulated a video ridiculing U.S. claims that Greenland requires American protection from China, labeling the argument shameless. The account at Chenhuawei rejected U.S. insinuations linking China to Greenland and Venezuela, stating that China opposes U.S. takeovers and presenting Beijing as a defender of sovereignty. An account called Sotwe posted videos of the Philadelphia drug crisis and Chinese visitors being mugged on the street, with the comment section dominated by Chinese accounts referencing Trump's Greenland ambitions and broader claims about U.S. plans to also take over Panama and Canada. The account at Alternate Media X shared videos of alleged anti-U.S. protests in Greenland, along with footage of a Chinese spokesperson urging Washington to stop invoking the China threat to justify what were described as selfish geopolitical interests. The most widely shared content came from at Anna Chen Miao, which posted a thread arguing that Trump's interest in Greenland is a Western land grab and that the real threats come from the West, not the East. The thread praised China's Belt and Road Initiative as a peaceful, trade-based model of cooperation and unity, drawing high levels of likes and reposts. The primary objective of this campaign is not necessarily to influence Greenlanders directly, but to delegitimize the United States as a global leader. While the CCP is likely interested in investing in Greenland and gaining access to its mineral resources, Beijing's real objective is to weaken NATO, isolate Washington, and drive a wedge between the United States and its European allies. From there, the Chinese regime could approach Europe as a friend in time of need, a strategy it has previously pursued in Africa, Asia, and Latin America.